This class plan, Don't Be a Mother Tucker, is really a strategy rather than a complete class plan. So I would expect that you would pad it out a little bit with some regular moves, some flexion, extension, side bending, and so on. It's really a plan to help people understand the how we can cheat and tuck the pelvis instead of either deeply flexing the hip, or people don't want to use the spinal extensors, or it can be like a protective mechanism when people have suffered with low back pain. So it's really to help educate that elongation of the spine rather than the collapse in the waist. So I like to use something that Kathy Grant used to do, where she numbers the spine from 1 to 10. But the only numbers that we need for this one is number 1, which is the head, and number 10, which is the tailbone. So we're going to start off on all fours, and we're going to do what Kathy Grant called the new cat in town. But what I want you to think of is hands are under the shoulders, knees are under the hips, that lovely long spine. And what we then want to think about is remembering that in that position, the head will always be higher than the tailbone, because generally your arm bones are longer than your thigh bone. So you will tend to have an upward diagonal line. And what you need to do is find the number 1 and number 10. And then in that position, you rock back without tucking the pelvis. So you've got to almost keep lifting number 10 up as you go back. And then as you go forwards, don't let the head drop. So this is a great one for just knowing where the segments of the body are in space, where the head is compared to the rest of the spine. It teaches you to carry the head on in line with the spine. But it's as people rock backwards that you don't want them curling the pelvis under, which people tend to do when they don't like to deeply flex the hip. So as you go back, you're reaching the top of the head forwards. As you go forwards, you're reaching the tailbone back to get that opposition. So we're going to do a few of those and only let people go as far back as they can keep that, that movement happening, flexion at the hip, rather than curling under of number 10. Then you can do it with a single arm out to the side. So you take one arm out to the side and you can rock forwards and back again. And you can then take, put that hand down and take one leg and do forwards and back again. Then I would add in a push-up. So narrow push-up, elbows brushing the waist, real box position push-up. So, but it was almost rock forwards as you come lower down, push up and then rock backwards so that you're keeping that new cat in town sort of choreography going on. From there, drop down onto your front and we're going to do one leg kick prep. Again, in order to find the length in the low back and get the work in the hip extensors, people can tend to over tuck when they're lying on their front. So make sure again that you're not tucking the pelvis under. So often I find that that cue of weight into the pubic bone really isn't helpful because people tend to tuck the pelvis under, whereas you want just that nice level pelvis, but the work coming from the hip extensors. So prop people up if you need to. And then we're just gonna do your one leg kick legs. So lengthen one leg up, kick the heel in, stretch it away, lower it down onto the side. And as people do this, watch that they're keeping that number 10 nice and quiet. So as the heel kicks in, they don't let it flick up. As the leg lowers, they don't let it curl down and so on. From there, turn onto your side and do side kicks. Now, so again, I tend not to, when I'm working on this strategy of letting the bottom leg, the knee bend up, because that encourages people to tuck the pelvis under. Instead, have the leg just slightly forwards, so the heel forwards towards the front corner of the mat, but then really think about aligning up number 1 and number 10, your head and the tailbone. And as you kick forwards, you've got to reach number 10 away from number 1. And then as you go back, you've got to watch that number 10 doesn't get pulled backwards with the leg. So again, you're working on that just movement happening at the hip rather than the pelvis getting dragged with it. Obviously, you can do kicks forwards and back. You can do circles. You can do bicycle. You can do big circles. You can do whatever you want. From there, we're then going to lie onto our backs, have the knees, actually have the legs long. When you have your legs long, it will generally bring the pelvis into that elongated position. But if somebody needs to bend the knees up, do. But watch, because as soon as people bend the knees up and have the feet flat, they will tend to drop into that mother tucking position again. So having both legs long can really help keep them out of that. And then from here, we're just going to do bending the knee in and then placing it back down and finding how close they can bring the knee in towards the chest without being a mother tucker, but also without that side of the body shortening, because you want weight in number 10, but watch people, because they will tend to hitch the hip upwards towards the rib cage on that side to again cheat off their deep hip flexion. So there's loads of things you can look for here. So we can do like knee folds, you can do leg slides, you can have the legs straight, lowering and lifting, you can do a sort of single leg bicycle, and obviously do both sides. I tend not to do it with both legs up, just because then you're getting into much more of a bracing position and it becomes a little bit of a more forced exercise. Then we come into your spine stretch, so sit tall. Line up number 1 and number 10 and make sure number 10 again isn't tucking under. So really think about number 10 elongating out. Think about the mat being hot. And then as you do your spine stretch, don't let yourself become a mother tucker. Lie back down. We're going into shoulder bridge. Now, this shoulder bridge is not articulation. It is again about not becoming a mother tucker. So into your shoulder bridge position and then keeping the spine elongated, you just pick the tailbone straight up. So it's much more of a hip hinge. So it's hip extension, hip flexion, no articulation, which is a lot of people will find that difficult because they automatically want to curl the pelvis, but we're not going to let that happen. You're just going to pick the whole spine up. And then as you lower, it's almost that the tailbone almost touches down first. So almost think ribs and tailbone hit at the same time. Then from there, bring yourself up to seating and we're going to do leg pull. So it's exactly the same movement, hands behind you, fingertips facing forwards or out to the sides. And exactly the same, you just push down into the heels, pick the hips straight up like you're opening a book. And then to lower the hips, almost imagine you're sending number 10 back in between your arms, your hands. So it's like you're really folding at the hip. You can add in a single leg lift if you want. Then flip over and we're going to do your leg pull front. And this is a position that's really important that you don't let people tuck, because they will have no power to lift a single leg if they're tucked under. So again, find that elongated position, legs long, and then think from number 1 to number 10 is lengthened away. Don't be a mother tucker. And then you will find that easily you can lift and lower one leg or rock forwards and back if you wish. Any questions, as always, please let me know.